Hi, I'm Reverend Zach.
I'm Francis.
And welcome to This Movie Was a Hot Dog, a podcast where me and my brother over here, Francis, watch a bad movie, critically, financially, or otherwise, then we Then we review it, break it down, tell you what we think.
That was robotic.
That was robotic. And that goes with our movie we watched today. 1995's Evolver, starring Ethan Embry, Cassidy Ray, Chance Quinn, and John DeLancey. I don't know who these people are. But anyway, it is a horror movie about a toy robot. Bum, bum, bum. Well, oh, also, the toy robot is voiced by William H. Macy. That's, like, he's the only guy in this movie I know, and he's not even credited as the voice.
I just, I, you know, as watching this film, I'm just going, okay. It, to me, it just doesn't seem, I guess it was, but it doesn't seem like the 90s were that long ago, and it just...
It boggles my mind
to watch it and be like, I can't imagine a movie coming out like this and coming into the theaters.
Well, you, of course, and you watch it now and you're like, man, everything was terrible in the 90s.
And we've gone over that before, but yeah.
Well, because like the 90s are the closest decade to where they basically had everything we have now. It's just everything was a much shittier version of it.
And they didn't know how to use it correctly either, it seems.
Yeah, it's like, wow, a computer!
And, oh, look, a bunch of numbers on a screen. Just, yeah.
Oh, it's hacking.
Hack. Oh, only 5 people know how to do that in the universe.
So, speaking of the 90s, this movie opens on one of the 90s things you can open on. Our main character, named Kyle, who is in this weird arcade playing a virtual reality game called Evolver. And we've already got 2 of the most 90s things ever. One, Kyle is a computer whiz kid. He just loves hacking.
Yeah, and I just love, well, we got the VR.
Right, and that's number 2, VR.
Now, I just...
Very shitty virtual reality.
And there's, and of course, in this arcade, that VR machine, that's it. That's the arcade, it seems.
Also, this arcade is like in an alley.
Dark alley.
It's like in an alleyway to the back of like where like a truck would unload meat into a butcher. But you go inside and it's one room, it's a giant room with one video game in it, this VR Evolver game, and no employees.
And that's where every teenager must hang out because
and it's like, yeah, and it's like, but like when you look at the people watching him play this game, it's like extras from Mad Max. Like it's all these like big biker dudes with like leather jackets and like tattoos on their faces and mohawks, and I'm like, where are we?
And I love how they all react as if they're in the VR machine with him.
Well, they're I know this exists. I mean, granted, I've seen it at arcades, but like where people gather around the machine and watch somebody do it really well.
Yeah, I've seen
but
it.
they're watching him like they're watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then like I said, the way they're reacting is like, oh, the bullet's coming out towards us now. And they're like, whoa.
And they're all betting on him. They're like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, there's a bet. He's going to finally beat the game.
That's right. And people are betting because, again, there are no employees at this place. All I can tell is that this is just a room that exists that you are just allowed to come and go as you please. I don't think it costs money to play this game. I don't think... Who set it up? What is this room?
Yeah, I know. I love how it says arcade, but it's not.
Well, like, when Evolver, the robot, goes in later, he just goes through, like, those plastic flaps they have on, like walk-in freezers.
Yeah, like a meat locker.
Yeah, it's like, what is this place?
They kill people once a day in here.
So, he's playing VR, and this is what I love about 90s VR, because I think the only reason in the 90s we liked VR was because movies told us we did.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we did not have the technology to make a game look like this.
It looked terrible, and it looks terrible in the movie.
Well, yeah, it looks terrible, but it's moving at like 7,000 frames a second, and there's like all these colors. Like, you couldn't get a game to move this quick or make these shapes.
No, it was gray and green. That would be your only colors.
This was the era of the Nintendo 64. Where are all the polygons?
Yeah, and it's, so the game is just him fighting this robot.
The robot in the game is just like a solid green blob who just like zips around the screen. Like, you don't even really get to see the thing.
Yeah, and you shoot, and the whole thing is you got to shoot it before it shoots you, and you can duck, and just like you're actually there.
Wow, it's the future. So, like I said, like, so they're taking all these bets, and he's getting ready to win, and they're treating this like it's the Olympics or something.
Right, yeah.
And he loses because some girl walks onto the Player 2 platform and, like, distracts him, and he freaks the fuck out.
Yeah, like he lost the Super Bowl.
He loses his fucking mind over this chick because she made him lose, but I don't know how. She didn't do anything. And she's,
she had a good response.
Like, yeah, she's like, dude, it's an arcade. Like,
it's Player 2.
I wanted to,
I can play.
I put in my quarter, I guess, and or whatever.
I think she actually says everyone's free to play it.
No, she means that in the sense that anybody can walk up
okay,
to play
yeah,
it. She doesn't mean that. Who knows? This is like some weird like Twilight Zone room where you just play the game. It doesn't cost you anything and people gamble on it. But you can't even tell what's happening in this game. It's so stupid anyway. But apparently there is a contest where if you beat the game, you get an actual in real life robot
that will play
from
the game with
game
you.
Company.
That will
that
play
will
the
play...
game in real life.
Right. So we cut to Evil Video Game Corp, where this game company has enough money from these video games that apparently you just play for free, that they can produce a fully functioning, artificially intelligent robot and just give it away.
They have to be charging.
Nothing can go wrong with this.
Yeah, you know, like, who patches this thing when something goes wrong?
It's like, it's more complicated than any other consumer electronic at the time.
We can't even
and
do this stuff today.
Yeah, you can't even do that now. Like, do you remember, like, it was a few years after this, where, like, all those, like, robot dogs were popular?
Yeah, and they didn't work.
And those didn't work, and you're going to tell me this thing works that can carry on full conversations? Yeah, right.
Yeah, wait a sec. And also, I mean, gosh, my Teddy Ruxpin didn't even work back in the day. And that's just a tape deck with a thing moving its mouth. How is this going
to
work?
So we cut to Kyle's 90s bedroom where he is just hacking away. Woo!
Yeah, and I love how hacking is always interpreted as just smashing keys, basically.
Smashing keys and, like, it's like fucking Final Fantasy menu screen where shit's just zipping by faster than you can read it. Like, I'm watching this movie, and he has, like, three computers, right? First of all, where did he get the money for these computers in 1995?
He's got the overly 90s teenage bedroom as well.
He's got, like, $30,000 worth of computers on his
and
desk.
And, like, the posters and gear of other stuff as well. It's ridiculous.
And he doesn't even have, like, lights in his room. He has, like, a black light on.
He's so sad.
Because he's just so cool. And well, while we're watching this movie, and, like, all of these computer bits are zipping by, I'm like, this is 95. Didn't we have the internet by now?
Because we
definitely did.
Yeah, but, it was dial-up, and let's see. I mean,
right,
AOL online, that's about it, though.
But he's not using his computer for, it's just, like, a blue screen with yellow text.
It's not even DOS. It's like,
and all of these, like, just, you know, fucking computer bits zipping past them, and you're like, what? Like, what are you even doing with these? Why would he have them?
He's just such a badass hacker.
I guess so. So his mom is Ferris Bueller's mom.
Oh, I didn't recognize that.
Yeah, she made a career of being everyone's mother.
Well, gotta...
And she's getting ready to go on a date, and her kids hate her for it.
Well, I mean, you know, the girl and the daughter who is very young is making dinner.
Yeah, she's 8 years old and she's cooking a full meal, like meatloaf with a salad and like mashed potatoes. And her mom's just like, "See you, kids."
Yeah, and of course, like, so the daughter's mad because she's cooking dinner and not staying. And the son's just like, "Well, you're a piece of crap."
Well, this is one of those situations where Zach likes to call everybody is stupid and wrong.
Everybody?
Everybody. Because, like, okay, Mom, don't make your 8-year-old cook a full meal by herself. But also when her son's like, oh, where are you going, Mom, on another date? Like, yeah, dude, she's divorced. She doesn't want to be lonely and sad in her 40s. She's going on a date. Lay off,
and
will
plus, you? You know what? She's your mom, so shut up.
And he's like, oh, going on another date? And you should be like, maybe you should go on a date, dude.
Yeah, get out of, you know, this for a while.
So that, yeah, so that just sets up the whole life that they have. So cut to Kyle at school. This school bully is assaulting his very 90s friend, Zach. Zach was the guy taking all the bets, and he's just Zach attacking it up all over the place. He's just a smooth-talking, cursing dude.
Aren't you? I heard that. I was like, oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah, as soon as his name was Zach, I was like, ooh, he will be the most annoying character in the movie.
And he was.
And that's my name.
Well.
And I know, I'm the most annoying character in life. No.
Whoa.
And this school bully is, like, assaulting him because he's supposed to be a jerk. But he's like, hey, you promised me $200 when I bet you that he would lose that game yesterday. Where's my money? And I'm like, yeah, where's his money?
Seems legitimate, I mean.
Yeah, he's owed $200. You paid him none of it. Like, yeah, he's mad.
What do you expect him to do?
I don't know if this guy's so much being a bully as much as it's like, hey, are you trying to skimp out on the deal we made?
Yeah, and you made a bet without having the cash on you, you know?
So that scene happens just to set up this character so he can die later, basically.
Ooh, spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, people die in this horror film about a killer robot.
Horrors.
So then Kyle goes home because I guess he logged onto his computer and changed the scores so he would win the contest.
He lost by like 50 points because the girl got on the other machine.
So when they're in his room and they look at the scores, Zach is like, well, just change it so you win. He's like, nah, I can't do that. That's not fair. And then that's the end of that scene.
And then he just does it, I guess.
But then I guess he just did it off screen?
Yeah, like, why didn't they just do it there to be like, wow, you know, he's such a good hacker.
Because literally it's a throw-a-line piece of dialogue where Zach is like, wow, I guess you did it, huh? And he's like, yep. Like, wait, why didn't we just do it before?
Yeah, it's just, why would you do that in the story? Why would you say like, no and then just do it unless, like, you were going
to
show
because it? If they decided to do it, the scene wouldn't have even been shorter. You could have kept it the same length and just have him do it.
He could have just said, okay.
I almost felt like, did they write this and then it was supposed to end a different way where, like, the robot changed the scores or something? Because, like, why would they write it this way? It's so stilted.
Oh, so you think they changed the way the movie was going to end or go play out was supposed to be different?
I think so, because why would you do it this way? Because to do it this way is terrible writing.
Yeah, to say one thing and then change it without actually, like, showing it.
It's a movie. Show us the thing you're going to do.
That's why it exists.
So anyway, I guess he changed the scores because he gets home and Evil Video Game Corporation is at his home with the robot. So they all go inside and they roll in this giant crate, which I guess is also full of dry ice.
Yeah, I love how all the smoke comes out of it.
Because they open it up and this robot, like, rolls out through this steam and smoke, and I'm like, does this thing need to be cooled?
It's theatric. Why? I guess it was for theatrics, but of course it doesn't make any sense.
I mean, this robot looks really dumb.
I thought it was going to be bigger.
It's like a foot and a half tall.
Yeah, it's just like one of those robots you used to, you know, you get a robot and play in the backyard, it shoots a little Nerf, you know.
Like those little robots you used to get, but it's only a little bigger than that.
Yeah, yeah, a
just
little
slight.
Bit, yeah.
And it goes like, hi, I talk with William H. Macy's voice. And he just starts rolling around on these little treads, and he's just bumping into shit.
Yeah, this is to, so he's mapping out the room.
Right, they're like, oh, he's memorizing the house. Before long, he'll know the house better than you do. And the way he does that is he bumps into all of your end tables and scuffs up all your furniture because he bangs his big fat metal head into everything.
And the moment someone said that, like, he'll know the house better, I'm like, well, you better take it back. That sounds creepy.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You're like, I don't want him to know that stuff. So they hand Kyle this case filled with these, like, fully metallic laser guns.
Yeah, I mean, it looks kind of cool. It's basically, this is sort of like a laser tag game.
Yeah, they're like, you're going to shoot these, like, you know, infrared laser guns at this robot, and he's going to try to shoot you with little little Nerf gun darts, I guess.
And balls. Like, he's got little balls. Little Nerf balls, yeah.
And he's going to loudly drive around your house and...
bump into and shit if he hasn't memorized it already.
Bump into shit, and his mom's going to be like, why are all the corners of my table scratched? And each time you beat him, it will evolve to become harder to beat in the next level. And this thing just, like I said, just bumping around the house going, I am Evolver, want to play a game. You're like, man, this thing is annoying.
And you do learn here, and I think from this part on, is he won't play with you. He won't do anything unless you tell him you're ready to play.
That's right. And this is the part where I went, like, what does this have to do with a video game? Are they planning to sell this thing? This thing must cost $10,000.
Yeah. Hey, kids, want to get the new robot for Christmas? It'll only cost you $9,999.99.
Beg your parents to take a loan. Like,
it'll be like the Power Glove. Only five people had it.
People play video games not to run around.
Exactly.
Like, why would you? And also, if you wanted to do this, you could just buy a laser tag game.
Yeah, and I feel like the premise for it is okay. It's just that I feel like I would beat the shit out of this robot.
Well, later on they show, like, it just falls over and it's stuck.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, like, have one person stand in front of it, have the other person walk behind it and shoot it in the little targets in the back.
Exactly, and it's not even particularly fast.
No, it's very,
so it's not even like it outruns you. Like, it's just clonking around, and they're, like, jumping all over the place later. Well, anyway, we'll get to that, because the girl from the beginning shows up literally out of nowhere and just goes, I got your address from a friend, and I came to apologize because this movie needs a girl in it, so here I am.
And they let her in.
And they all decide to play the game right away.
Level one.
So they turn this thing on, and like we said, it's slow as shit.
I mean, I would destroy, I mean, I guess.
Like you said, all you got to do is stand behind it and walk in a circle.
It's not exactly, at least at this level.
But they are jumping behind furniture and diving across rooms and acting like this thing is chasing them, and it barely moves 5 feet.
Is this not, and it's like, you look at this and you go, this kind of toy, if people are doing this, someone's going to have stitches.
Like, yeah, exactly. And, like, toys like this exist. Like,
yeah.
And also, they're cheaper and not a giant fucking robot banging into your walls.
Yeah, I mean, I could just see someone launching themselves over their couch and hitting their head on an end table.
Or hitting them on this thing, because, like, because it is a fully autonomous artificial intelligent robot, it's heavy. Like, if this thing just falls down the stairs, it's going to not only break itself, but, like, crack your tile floor.
Whatever's at the bottom, go through your front door.
Yeah, this thing is dense as hell. So they play the game, and it's shooting these little tiny Nerf balls at everybody, and uh-oh, the first scary thing happens. It's shooting the sister, and the sister's like, I quit, and it doesn't stop shooting her, and she gets frustrated. Uh-oh, could that mean it becomes evil later? And I'm just watching them play this, and I'm like, how is this more fun than a video game?
And my first reaction was like, where's the off button?
Right, and there isn't one, and it's not even like... Like you said, like a Teddy Ruxpin or something where you, like, put a thing in it, it plays its you know, dialogue, and it turns off. Like, this thing literally walks around the house picking stuff up going, hey, Kyle, what's this?
You're like, could you not, like, talk to me anymore? I'm trying to, like, do my homework.
Exactly. So they beat it, and it goes around because it's got this little vacuum cleaner under it, and it's picking up all the little Nerf balls it shot. But there's no way this thing could pick up all of them.
Yeah, they were,
like, what
everywhere.
About the ones, what about the ones that get under a couch or behind the TV?
And it says it wants to go to level two.
And so it evolves to level two, so now its Nerf gun thing has three barrels instead of one.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Also, Kyle's falling in love with this girl, blah, blah, blah. So back in Kyle's room, the robot is plugged into an outlet because it needs power, and he unplugs it. And then the thing just starts following him around.
And that would be when I was like, well, I'll just break it.
Yeah, it's just following him around, asking him questions. This is a needy and annoying toy. I mean, that's what I have my wife for. I don't need this thing doing it, too.
Oh, wow, that's bad.
So Also, there was a thing the scientist was like, oh, it's going to record everything it sees, and when these discs pop out of its back, replace it and send the used disc to me. So it pops out its first disc, and Kyle puts a new one in, and blah, 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 that becomes a MacGuffin later. So Kyle hooks this thing up to his groovy 90s computer and starts to read its programming.
I don't know, is this against the terms of service, or...
He tells the scientist later that he does this, and the scientist is like, oh, okay, and what did you find? Not like, wait a minute, you broke the warranty, or maybe it's malfunctioning because you fucked with it.
No, he was like, yeah, okay, I guess all kids will do that.
Yeah, they'll just take it apart, hook it up to their $30,000 computer setup, and start reading its code.
Oh, man. And he...
So, again, Evolver's just picking stuff up, going, hey, Kyle, what's this? Hey, Kyle, what's this? Hey, Kyle, what's this?
And again, that's when I would have just pulled the head off.
Yeah, like,
been done with it.
Shut up. But it picks up a ball. He has a bowl of ball bearings in his room.
Why? I don't know.
Those, like, what? Those aren't, like, computer things. It's like, oh, and this is the part of your computer that you fill up with ball bearings.
And they're the same size as the Nerf balls.
Uh-oh. So Kyle goes to sleep, and Evolver pretends to turn off, but then it turns itself back on and starts walking around his room. Oh, no.
Which, yeah, so it wants those ball bearings.
So the next day at school, Zach convinces Kyle to use Evolver to sneak it into a girl's locker room to see boobies.
Mm-hmm.
They put it into this, like...
Laundry bin type thing.
Right. Even though this thing is loud, huge, and won't shut up, they're like, oh, we'll sneak it in this laundry bin, and then it'll go in. Doesn't internet porn exist at this point?
And didn't they, like, and of course, they didn't even, like, give it instructions, really.
No, and here's the worst part, because Zach is such a piece of shit. It's not even like, okay, we're going to get this video and then, like, you use it for a day and watch whatever and do whatever you're going to do with it, and then I'll use it kind of thing. Zach is like, great, I'll make copies of these and sell them. It's like, man, what a prick.
Yeah, well, he's got to pay off that debt that he incurred.
Yeah, I know that he went out on. So, man. A girl, like, so there are boobs. It's a 90s movie, so we see some 90s boobs. And then it makes sounds, and somebody sees it, and nobody's like, hey, is that a robot in a box?
No, it's a freshman.
They're like, oh, it's a... But they're not even, like, freaking out. Oh, my God, it's a guy. They're just like, get out of here, person, human being in a box.
Not to call someone, or maybe...
No, they just push him out, so now Evolver's in the hallway.
And, of course,
and like,
the girl in love interest saw... the robot as well.
Right, she saw the robot. So now Evolver's in the hallway, and he just turns game mode on himself, and then he goes into the men's locker room, where the bully is showering by himself. We see some man butt, and I think we even see his dick for like a fraction of a second.
He is also clenching his butt very hard.
Well, he knew he was going to be on film. You want to get that shit firm, yo? I mean... And hey, I'm always happy when a movie has equal opportunity nudity. We saw some boobs, and within 20 seconds, we see some dick and a guy's, like, very clenched butt.
Whatever.
So, the Evolver goes in there, and it
Revolver?
Starts to shoot the... Yeah, Evolver.
You said Revolver.
No, I didn't. Okay. So it goes in there, and it starts to shoot darts at the bully. The bully is like, hey, stupid robot, and he picks this thing up and just throws it across the room.
Which is what I would do.
I don't know if I would hurl this thing 30 feet into metal lockers. I would maybe just, like, get away from it. He's like, a thing I don't understand? I must destroy it!
Well, yeah, he's a teenager.
And that's how teenagers are. They destroy things they don't comprehend.
It's true.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what happens next?
Oh, so the robot's like, well, I'm going to just get up. And it uses his little arm. And he pushes himself back up from his side. And now it's got those, you know, remember those ball bearings? Well, he goes over and shoots the bully in the eye with one.
He just launches a ball bearing right at this dude's face, and I'm like, wow, that legitimately looked like it hurt.
Like, really painful. And I think it actually, like, knocked his eye in or out or something. But yeah.
And this thing just starts chasing him, like, racking him with ball bearings.
Hits him in the back, like, in his hamstring.
And then now he's on the ground, like, by a staircase because he's trying to flee for his life. And this thing just racks him one more time in the head and throws him down these stairs and kills this dude.
First death.
So, I understand that the ball bearings are the same size as the little Nerf balls, right?
Yes.
How powerful is this little air-compressed Nerf gun?
Yeah, because even if you got hit with a Nerf ball at that velocity, I mean...
It would just sting you. But, like, he's rocketing these ball bearings out like it's a gun.
Well, it is level 2.
I don't know. The ante has been upped. That is very true.
Yeah, so,
the other two are waiting outside for their porn robot to show up. And, like, at this point, this thing is just walking around the school by itself.
And no one's like,
nobody's like, is that a little fucking robot over there?
This is a classic case, just like He-Man, where, like, stuff's happening all around, and no one knows.
Nobody cares.
Exactly.
So it just shows back up, and they take it home. Later that night, we're back at Kyle's house with his family having dinner. Evolver is watching violent TV, and this is a thing that really bugs me in movies and TV.
What's that?
When people are sitting around having dinner, and it'll be, like, steak or chicken or something like that, and the family is drinking milk?
Yeah.
I've never seen that in real life. If somebody's ever done that in real life, like, mashed potatoes, green beans, and a steak, you know what would go good with this? Like, really viscous milk.
I don't think I drink milk with anything.
Neither do I! And all the time, I see it in TV and movies all the time, where there are dozens of people sitting around a table eating a Thanksgiving fucking turkey, and they're drinking milk. That shit is gross! Don't do that!
How do you notice these things?
Because I see it in TV, because I've seen it for years. It is in probably 80% of movies and TV you see. Next time we are sitting around having dinner in a scene, watch what they're drinking. Usually the kids will be drinking milk. Sometimes everyone's drinking milk. Well, it's stupid.
I'm going to be scarred for life watching. I have to see that all the time.
Bugs the shit out of me every time. So anyway, the robot thing starts cursing because it's watching violent TV. It starts asking what knives are.
Yeah, and that's when you're like, hey, better call the company.
Well, not only that, like, I'd be like, man, this toy is asking a lot of questions. Not even like, is it trying to find out information? Could it be evil? Just like, will this thing please shut the fuck up? Like, we're trying to have dinner. And it's like if you're trying to have dinner and your Teddy Ruxpin walked up and was like, hey, Francis, can you tell me what time is? I'm like, oh, fuck this fucking Teddy Ruxpin piece of,
like,
shit.
Do you know where Grubby went?
Hey, Francis, what are knives? Go in the other room or something.
The robot also is learning what a hostage is and what a hostage situation is.
Right, from watching the violent TV.
Right.
And so the girl shows up and says she was in the locker room and knows Evolver was there and is calling him out on it. They bond over having shitty parents or whatever. Oh my god, they're falling in love. So then Evolver holds his sister hostage in a playful way to force them to play the game.
Yeah, right.
So we're jumping around again because we're pretending this game is more fun than it actually is.
Whoa, get behind the couch.
Oh my god, it just shot a Nerf dart at me that didn't really get anywhere near me because Nerf guns don't shoot that far.
Yeah.
And they're like, what are we going to do? And then it just opens up a little thing and smoke pours out of it.
It's got a smoke screen, like, now.
Wow, it's got a smoke screen now. Is that safe?
Also, he doesn't even use it. Two things I had a problem with. First, he puts the smoke screen up and they just run into it.
Yeah, they don't like walk around it or hide.
No, yeah, you wait for it to dissipate, you stay low. No. And then also, he doesn't even use it. He just like, I'll just go to another area of the house.
But the thing that bothered me was like, why would you let a robot that you're going to send into children's homes blast smoke into a room.
And then the kid goes headlong down like a staircase because it can't
see. Or just chokes to death and dies. So, it's just blood. And is it dry ice or is it like smoke? Does it have a container of liquid smoke in it? When your toy runs out of smoke juice, do you have to go back to this company and buy more smoke?
Smoke juice?
What's going to happen when it inevitably runs out of those darts, too?
I think that's what they're planning on.
They're like, oh, sweet, we'll sell this $30,000 autonomous robot to children somehow, and then the way we'll make our real money is they'll have to buy $2 packs of darts from us.
Yep.
Just before they win level 2, it shoots a ball bearing at a mirror. Even though this whole time it's been shooting darts, but still had all those ball bearings. It can decide when to shoot darts and when to shoot ball bearings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the weird thing. How does this thing determine when to do that? Because this whole time it's been like, haha, we are having fun with darts. Uh-oh, all of a sudden I want to kill you? Something?
Yeah, I think it wanted to kill Kyle.
But then why didn't it do that right away?
Because other people were watching, maybe?
But still other people are watching. It's a house full of kids running around.
Well.
Anyway, so they kill it, and now it's on level 3, and it has, a laser beam. And it shoots this little single, it's just a laser pointer, and you're like, well, what does that do? what's the point of that? You can't introduce, oh my god, it can produce smoke from it, and then be like, oh, and it also has, a flashlight on its chest. whatever.
Who cares?
Yeah, who fucking cares? This toy is really dumb. That's what I'd be like, well, you having fun with Evolver? You're like, not really.
I actually broke it.
It's, really annoying, and it filled our house with smoke. It's stupid, frankly.
Is this a plate? Where do you guys eat? What's on TV? Shut up.
Shut up. Can you go away, please?
Want to play?
No. And this thing only has 4 levels.
Yeah.
That's it.
I wonder if they're going to have new content. Is there a DLC?
They're like, oh, it has 4 levels, and level 4 is the hardest. And every time they actually play a game with this thing, they beat it in, 2 minutes.
There was a lot of Nintendo games that were like that. They're, only 4 levels. And you could.
But they were hard as shit and took you hours.
Oh, this was so they're beating this in, 2 minutes.
If you really wanted to just beat this thing, you could do it in under 20 minutes.
Apparently,
but they
it
out.
No one can beat level 4, they said.
They say no one can beat level 4. And that's what I mean, where it's like they're pretending that this toy is more fun than it is. And it's not even they're showing these crazy things this robot can do, and we're like, man, what if a toy could do that? No, it's just shooting Nerf darts and just being very slow, and I'm watching them play it and going why are they having this much fun? It doesn't look fun.
And then later on, all you get is questions.
Yeah, and then when you're not playing, the thing won't leave you the fuck alone.
Are you playing Dungeons & Dragons? What kind of character are you playing? Is that your character sheet? Can I see it? Let me roll the dice.
Can I play?
I'll play a robot.
I'll play a robot. So they turn on the news and they see that the bully's been killed. Oh, no. And for some reason, the girl is immediately suspicious of the robot.
Yeah, so that's pretty quick. I mean, yeah, for no reason, too.
She's right, but she's like, a death at school. Maybe a robot did it. And you're like, what made you jump to that?
Yeah, my first thought would be, well, he fell down the stairs.
Yeah, right. So meanwhile, at Evil Video Game Corporation, the scientist and the CEO, they're arguing because they got the first disc where it was, shooting the little girl a lot after she was dead.
Right.
And it's an interesting swap. Where usually the scientist would be like, we have to do this, we have to stop it and turn it off because it might be dangerous. And the CEO would be like, I just want the money. But it's not that.
Here it's the other way around.
Yeah, and it's actually kind of refreshing where the CEO is just like, I just want to make a fun little toy for children, not a scary robot.
Yeah, and the scientist is like, no. We must do it.
Well, the scientist is more like, the programming is perfect. Don't tell me the programming isn't perfect. It's perfect.
Yeah, and you're like, well, have you been watching TV? I mean.
Well, so then Zach goes to Kyle's house when nobody's there. And I'm like, where is everybody? Why is Zach there? Why does Zach have a key to the back door, by the way?
Well, he doesn't. He finds the key in a potted plant.
oh, okay, I must have skipped that part, because I just saw him unlock the door, and I'm like, this dude just has a key?
Yeah, he, like, goes into one of the plants outside.
So he goes in their house because he wants to get the naked lady disc from the robot. It won't come out, so he takes Evolver in his car to take it home. Evolver, while he's in there, he gets the disc out. I burped and then choked.
Evolver also remembers the route as well.
Oh, yes, it remembers everything. Mm-hmm. He gets the disc out and then immediately gets on the phone to try to figure out how to sell this thing to the highest bidder.
Right.
And Evolver picks up a saw blade and cuts Zach, like, right in the kneecap.
So he's not going anywhere.
And now it's, like, full-on evil. Now it's just, like, I just murder because I'm bad robot. And it cuts his leg with the buzzsaw. Then it picks up a hatchet and starts chasing this kid.
And while he picks it up, he's going, do you know what this is? No, he doesn't say that.
What does this end do? Is this sharp?
I have to know so I could kill you.
What kind of wood do you think this handle's made out of? It looks like oak, but it feels too strong for that.
He doesn't say all that, but yes.
So then Zach's hiding under a car to get away from it, and the robot lowers this car onto him and crushes him, not to death.
I thought he was going to be dead.
Right, which was interesting, because this kid never comes back.
No, they just say he's in the hospital.
Right, so why not kill him? Yeah. I mean, we killed another kid before, why not kill this kid? This kid's kind of a prick, too.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of deaths is actually pretty low for this film.
I think it's only, like, three.
The kid and then two people were coming too soon.
Yeah, and it's like, why not kill this guy? If you're going to make this robot evil, like, fucking make him kill people. So, what happens next? It just leaves. Yeah. It's like, I'm just going to go home. Thanks for the fun. Bye.
Like, game over.
On its way home.
By the way, do you know how to open the garage?
Oh, no, the button is too high.
He's just trapped there.
He's just got his little robot hand. He's like,
Okay, anyway.
So on its way home, it stops by the VR arcade that's in this meat locker.
Yeah, the one where they're playing the game of Evolver.
And then so he goes inside, and it's this same giant room, but nobody's in it now except two people.
And there's
stoners. One guy... Yeah, there's one guy playing the game and one guy watching. There's no other doors. There's no bathroom. There's no change machine. There's no counter. There's no employee. I'm like, what? What? You can't just set this empty room up and put a game in it and be like, oh, kids will get it. What is this?
Hey, and how do you find out where the room is?
Right. How do you know where this place is? It's in the back of an alley. Well, anyway, Evolver's like, sweet, I'm going to kill these dudes. And he just electrocutes them and they die. And so Kyle gets back to his house. And no, Kyle goes to Zach's house.
Right.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, he does.
Kyle goes to Zach's house and sees that Zach is hurt, but not dead. And they find Evolver's disc and they're like, wait a minute, I think that robot might be evil.
What gave it away?
So Kyle then goes to Evil Video Game Corporation to tell the scientist the robot is killing people. He's like, oh, no, it's not. Don't worry about it, kid. I'll look at the disc and everything will be just fine.
And he's like, what sword? Which is like something he found on the robot. He's like, oh, it's a video game. Don't worry about it.
Well, so then he sneaks around this company and he finds a terminal and he looks up this acronym SWORD, which he found in Evolver's programming, and it's just like sudden weapon of really dead or whatever.
It's a military weapon.
It's a military weapons grade robot system that apparently just killed everybody, and they're like, well, we don't want to have a robot that also kills us, so shut this down. And this guy's, you know what this would be great for? A toy!
A toy. Yeah, let's market it to kids and, you know, take off the lethal part, kind of.
And the scientist who he's talking to is the guy who developed it. So they get to a payphone and they try to warn the sister, like, don't play with the robot because it's going to try and kill you. But she's like, you're stupid. I'm going to play it anyway.
Actually, he's already playing with me.
Yeah, and the robot's like, hold on, I'll be right there. And, like, leaves and, like, goes into the kitchen and, like, loads up its Nerf cannon with knives.
Which is kind of cool.
But also, like, that wouldn't work.
No, of course not, but...
Like, the air that would push the knife out, like, the knife would just slide out of the barrel and clang on the ground.
You'd need, like, you know, high-pressure air guns to be able to do that.
also, this thing just has these three little barrels, but, like, it shoots, like, 12 knives. Does it have to be like, oh, crap, I got to go back to the kitchen and get more knives?
Hold on. Don't shoot me while I'm going.
Don't shoot me. I need to reload. I'm on base.
Ollie, ollie, oxen free.
So Kyle gets home where Evolver has trapped this little girl in a pool and is, like, just flinging these knives at her and trying to electrocute her. Kyle shoots it with the laser so it'll stop playing the current game, and he's like, great, I will evolve next, want to play level 4, and Kyle just kicks it into a pool.
Which I would have, yep, I would have done the same thing.
Right, and Evil Corp shows up, picking up the robot, and the scientist is like, man, I'm just, like, real sorry about this.
Like, it killed someone? Yeah, well, don't call the police, because,
he's like,
know.
I feel real, and I'm glad that the mom is like, you realize your company ceases to exist now.
And we are going to be millionaires.
Yeah,
like
multi-millionaires. Multi-millionaires. And anything that's left of this company, we now own. So basically, I'm just going to tell you now, you're fired.
Right, no, they're just like, that's cool, man.
No, they're not. They're mad.
Well, I know they are, but they don't do anything about it, though.
Well, what are they going to do? They got to call a lawyer and sue this guy. What are they going
to
do?
Well, we never get to that part.
Well, of course, because the game, I mean, the movie just lasts for another, like, in the movie time, only, like, another hour. So they'd have to call the guy and be like, all right, I'm going to have to come in and see you because you're not going to believe my story about a killer robot that shot knives at my daughter.
Can you imagine being a lawyer?
Whoever got that would be like, I'm set for life. I get to make a book out of this, sell the rights to a movie. So while driving back to the corporation's headquarters, the robot just turns back on and was like, oh, never mind, I know I'm waterlogged or whatever, but I'm on now. kills the truck driver, crashes the truck, gets out. The scientist is like, no, Evolver, I made you to be fun. Why are you not having fun? He's like, you only programmed me how to hate. And he doesn't say that. Oh, look, gasoline. I understand the concept and what to do with gasoline.
He didn't ask about that yet.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah. He doesn't ask. He just picks it up and uses it. I'm like, how does this robot know what gasoline is?
Yeah, so he kills this guy.
It kills this guy, and then he evolves one last time to his final form and just is like, now he looks even stupider.
Yeah, you know, it's like, well, if he didn't look bad enough, now he's really dumb.
Because before he has, like, he's got one arm that actually is like a hand. It's got, like, these little, like, connect fingers.
Right.
And then the other arm is this little cannon, and it's got this goofy little head, and it's this short, stocky little thing. And now it's like, oh, sweet, I'm going to evolve into a big square. It just turns into, like, a big square. It looks really stupid.
I know. I thought it was going to be, like, some super huge robot.
No, it's just, like, a big block now.
I thought maybe he'd go to, like, you know, human size or... Nope.
Right, get bigger, like, grow legs or something.
Just a cube.
He's just a cube that walks around. So Kyle and the girl are in a park and they kiss because that's part of the movie. And then Evolver then goes to a power plant to, I guess, just suck all the electricity out of this thing. Like, where are the batteries on this thing?
And what is he... they never discuss what he's actually getting out of the power.
Well, he uses his hand to shock people a lot.
Yeah.
So I guess he needs it for that?
Did he need that much? I mean, whatever.
I don't know. Yeah. So I guess him doing that shut the power off in town, because back at Kyle's house, the lights are out, and Evolver sneaks in. This giant 4-foot-wide cube sneaks into a house. And then it takes the little lasers that they use to shoot at it, which is just, you know, like laser tag guns. And then he turns it into, like, a real laser somehow.
Which was kind of cool.
But, like, what?
I don't know how it worked, but...
And he uses it and uses, like, a kaleidoscope to turn it into, like, a laser grid. So he traps the sister and the mother against a wall. And Kyle comes home and goes, like, what are you doing here, robot? And he's like, if you don't play the game with me, I'll kill the hostages. And he's like, man, that's rough. And he goes, also, you have to beat me in 3 minutes. And I'm like, wait a minute, there's never been a time limit before.
How did you get to, like, introduce that part to the game?
Yeah, Yeah, like, wait a minute. We've never had that before. Granted, all of these games have been 3 minutes long, but why does that matter
like
now?
I just wanted to make sure we held up at the same time. I have stuff to do.
Are you free later? I have a lot of questions.
I'll be reverting back to level one when I paragon.
So it starts chasing Kyle and the girl around. And also at this point now it just has a laser.
It's just straight up laser, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just shooting this blue laser. And it's not like it modified itself to have this laser. It just has this laser.
Why didn't they use it before?
So they made this thing to have a laser on it. What?
Yeah, the kids will never get to level four. Who cares?
Yeah, right. So after some running around and blah, 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 Kyle gets blasted in the chest by this thing and gets thrown across the room. And you're like, oh, shit.
He's dead.
And, oh, but he put a metal plate under his shirt so it would protect him.
I've never seen that before.
So Evolver's really happy that he won.
I won.
Hooray.
Evolver wins.
Hooray, my purpose in life has been fulfilled. Oh no, what is death? What is my purpose now?
Exactly.
And this is his big plan. He puts that plate under his chest, he gets blasted, he pretends to die, Evolver turns his back, and he just gets up and like points the laser right on his head and like hits his little laser reader.
And he wins.
Like it's and that's it. And you're like, oh, well, that was really anticlimactic.
Why didn't you just do that at level one?
Right, again, it's really slow.
Yeah, just walk
stand
up
behind it
and shoot it.
So then the robot is like really taken, is a real sore loser. He's taken this loss real sad.
Yeah,
like,
cannot I lose.
And it just freaks out, malfunctions, and turns off. They go upstairs to turn the laser grid off and save the mom and sister, but then Evolver turns back on and corners Kyle and is just so mad at him, I guess, that it just starts choking him.
He's like, I take this personal.
Yeah, at this point, it has laser beams, ball bearings, electric powers, it can shoot knives and set fires, and it's just like, why are you such a prick?
It's like, if you would have just answered my questions,
we wouldn't be here in the first place.
Why didn't you let me win?
He's just joking, this kid. And then he, like, you know, gets away, and he gets the laser gun that's an actual laser now, and shoots Evolver, and it explodes!
Yeah, in true 90s fashion.
And then the movie's over. And then we're out in a brisk 90 minutes, and so there we go. Why don't we have your final thoughts and your rating?
Well, why don't you let us know what the rating system is again?
That's right. The rating system is you didn't hate it. It's a good party movie. It's a good hangover movie. Or you hated it.
Yeah, I didn't hate it at all. I thought it was a fun one. This is one of those movies that was great. And I guess you could put that into hangover and party as well, as I think a lot of people would love this, especially for me being a video game fan. I think this is just interesting to see what we thought of like VR in the 90s and how well this was just a thing. Like, would this have ever happened where they made a toy that was like this? No, probably not. There, like we talked about, there are things that are like this, but something like this, yeah, you know, it would be a little dangerous probably. And there's too many bugs that could happen. You know, what people would actually get killed, fall down the stairs, or like yes, destroy the house, but. You know what? I thought the movie was good. Like I said, whenever I say I don't hate it, that usually means I could sit through the entire movie without going, man, is this over yet? Or like, how much longer is this going to be? So, yeah, I didn't hate it.
I agree. I didn't hate it. This movie was a lot of fun. It's really stupid, but it's a lot of fun. I definitely say this is a good hangover movie. This is a movie that you can lay on your couch and drink water to while your glazed over face just stares at the TV and just go like, oh, that robot's killing people. It requires very little of you mentally. It's fun. I wouldn't say it's a great party movie, actually, because, like, you'd actually want to watch it.
That's true, yeah.
And, like, it's a good party movie is something you can throw up on TV and just, like, talk over it, watch it for a little while, zone out for 10 minutes. Like, I watched this movie. I had a fun time watching this movie. Like I said, it's dumb, but it's fun. It's good. It's good, dumb fun. And I highly recommend this to people. Like, absolutely go watch this movie.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. It was pretty funny.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. This robot won't shut up, but it was fun.
I love the Teddy Ruxpin reference.
Oh, of course. I had that. I had that same Teddy Ruxpin. That thing broke after, like, it was spooky because it worked, but the eyes broke, so it wouldn't blink its eyes anymore. So now its mouth is moving, and it's just staring at you with these dead eyes.
I love the mechanical sounds those things make.
Oh, yeah. It was almost louder than the recording was.
Hi, I'm Teddy Ruxpin.
Well, with that said, I have nothing else to say. Francis, do you have anything?
I got nothing.
Why don't you take us out?
Well, for Reverend Zach and Francis, this movie was a hot dog.